Hello there, fellow basement dwellers. I'm Christian and you are watching Zettelkasten for regular Emacs Hackers, my Emacs Conference 2025 talk submission. In this presentation, I will be showing you a couple of things about the Zettelkasten, very basic mechanics and habits that you can pick up and implement in Emacs, the most malleable of all environments, to make a thinking environment happen in your life that stays with you potentially forever. The subtitle for regular Emacs hackers implies at least the possibility of irregular Emacs hackers and regular Emacs non-hackers, so the target audience here is people who are comfortable tweaking their setup when they run into issues and use Emacs to write, no matter if it's prose or code. So that's regular Emacs hacking. You don't need to be an irregular Emacs hacker, for example, being a core maintainer or whatever. You just need to be a normal user who also modifies their setup. However, you should probably not be an Emacs non-hacker, or maybe you shouldn't stay an Emacs non-hacker, someone who is not tweaking their setup ever. So if you just open your application to write with a double click and it happens to be Emacs, well, this may not be for you, but you ultimately be the judge there. It is my sacred duty to, of course, advocate all the essential freedoms during this presentation. These are the following. You shall not be shackled by a proprietary tool. You shall be shackled by Emacs, which is free software. You shall also not be shackled by an esoteric method that turns out to be a grift where you need to visit annual workshops, walk on broken glass and stuff to be a true knower. You shall be empowered to do great things for the rest of your life after this session alone. This is not a sales pitch. Finally, you should also not be shackled by whichever sources of information you rely on in the future. You shall be free to think and explore new ideas, ideally forever, in an environment you build to your liking without the degrading web searches and the dead internet getting in your way. No libraries, no dead trees. It's you and your knowledge base that can truly produce magnificent things. So, what is this about? In the teaser text for this session, I brought up that when people talk about Emacs pulling in everything that people do on their computer, it's usually things they used other software for in the past, like email, chat, playing music, browsing the web, managing tasks, you know, stuff like that. We don't have a good blueprint for thinking environments, though. So it's not a trivial task, just put this or that to Emacs and then you'll be happy and productive. That's different from doing your emails or task management or writing in Emacs, where we have a lot of experience with existing software to adapt and deviate from, where we can essentially port the task to Emacs. We can practice to think purposefully and productively on complex things over long periods of time when we create bespoke environments that help with that. The first assumption is this. Writing is very important to form complex thought. Without writing, you won't be able to cross a certain complexity threshold. Thinking in your head alone without any externalization makes you prone to loops, repetitions, and worst of all, jumps. Jumps that get you to a point, but not backed by reason or argument, so you in your future and others cannot follow. Written words direct thought. The linearization of or sequence making of thoughts frames your next idea. And that's the same for reading, which enables you to pick up existing ideas and continue to write about them later. So good thinking, writing, reading, and writing is mandatory. Emacs is good at showing text to read. It's good at processing keyboard inputs to write. So let's go. Let's set up an environment within Emacs to make this thinking thing happen. I'll walk you through some mechanics of the Zettelkasten machine and habits for you, dear thinker and regular Emacs hacker. And for your reference, highlight these things as I present them in the bottom left corner of the screen. So working with the Zettelkasten as a thinking environment only requires very simple mechanics. First one is to write. I mentioned this. It could be one large text file, could be many small ones. We use the power of Emacs and small files because Emacs is cool and individual files put boundaries around ideas that force you to decide what goes where. Most importantly, though, write like you mean it. The principle of garbage in and garbage out holds. You don't need to use your novelist voice when taking notes, but it also shouldn't be shorthand only, so that your future you has an easy time reading and digesting what you wrote. Next mechanic, which is also essential, is to connect. We think in associations. Connect notes to capture the associations that come to mind and that you want the reader, which is the future you, to make. Traveling a path of connections, indirectly via tags or keywords and directly with links, can feel like reading an essay you make up as you go. And that's where connections show their power. The next essential habit is to read and correct and reconnect as you go. You spend time and effort at the writing stage, you're the primary audience, so do your past self a favor and read what you wrote, and then as you read it, make it better. Make it better, continuously make things better and capture new ideas as they come up as you read, and things you can only now remember because you learned about things in the meantime. You'll also get better at this whole thing with practice, so improve old notes when you find them lacking in detail, their tone pretentious, their mere existence an insult to your intelligence. Pay attention to pain points in using notes, yes, I knocked on my desk to emphasize, and fix things on the fly. From this principle follows a lot of common practices and tips. This principle truly is essential. Too long and you didn't read it? Add a summary at the beginning. You can't understand what you wrote a year ago? Do your best to rewrite it in your own words. It only gets worse if you wait longer. Can't find anything in the mess? So collect links to what you could find in a new meta note, so next time you have a navigational help. This practice will form the basis for structure notes, maps and overviews, which we will come to later. The next habit, non-essential though, is to create notes with intent to use them. It's one thing to write about facts, capture information, but all this is just collecting stuff. It's another thing altogether to write about a train of thought, about an argument you found compelling, about a model to understand the world or yourself in a better way. So collect to remember, but work in your Zettelkasten to think. What does that even mean, though? Recreate how intriguing books lay out their premises and arguments, for example. First this, then that, also that supports the premise, and so on. That's the structure of an argument. You can recreate it in list form, as a graph. You can draw and import the image, whatever. The structure of that argument is one thing, and the details, like the evidence for each claim, can be separate things. And these can become their own subnetworks over time. To facilitate all that, you will be needing to create structures. You've connected notes, so links already leave trails to traverse between your notes. And structures can emerge from these with a sheer volume. But they also can be designed by you to be navigational hubs of similar shape and form over time. Patterns like that reduce confusion and improve feeling at home and finding your way around, so that's worth investing in. For example, use outlines for complex topics. Tables of contents of a book, for example, that you love and processed in great detail. Just recreate the table of contents, the nested structure of it, in your notes, and then you have something to hang your future thoughts onto. Another example is a pro-contra table or list to discuss opposing facets and perspective of a thing. Another example would be models or metaphors, like the iceberg model, where you point out something has a hidden depth to it, or the metaphor of a tree to model a thing as a branching and growing idea. Another habit, which is also not essential, is to start in your Zettelkasten. Starting in your Zettelkasten removes the cost of deciding what goes in there and what doesn't. It gets you moving and up to speed with the method and the tool much easier. Importing stuff later into the Zettelkasten can feel like a chore, but starting the work you need to do anyway in it, that reduces the mental hurdle. As a regular Emacs hacker, you'll eventually develop your own tools to make initial exploration smoother over time. Like, do you start in a particular place or just create a new note from scratch somewhere? You won't know this until you experience this stuff for a while and try different things. So, don't worry and be open for change. The final habit, also non-essential, is to start with a link and not with the creation of a new file. Start with a link, create the file later. This avoids orphaned notes. And orphaned notes are those no others are linking to. To these you can only get with a full text search or maybe by accident when you browse your notes. but there's no orderly way to get to them. To recap, write, don't be sloppy, put in effort early to get faster at this, and this is essential because without putting effort into writing, you won't have anything to use. Connect and leave trails to navigate that can tell a story when you traverse the trail later. This is essential because without connection, you will not get anywhere. Correct and improve things as you go. The last essential thing, well, don't worry about perfection, and then be gentle to your past self. Adapt to what you learn along the way. It's essential because without this attitude, you can easily get stuck in analysis paralysis, like where do I need to put this or what would be the perfect way to phrase this. Designed for use, this helps both finding your voice and to have criteria for selecting what to spend time and effort on in the first place. It takes into account the opportunity cost of high quality work from writing and connecting. Create structures, you won't be able to scale and stay organized and find your way around without structures. You can practice this early and design structures deliberately, but it's also okay to ignore this for a while and wing it, so it's not marked essential, although it may hurt you sooner than later. The habit to start in the Zettelkasten, well, do the work you need to do in a place that can pay back dividends on the effort you put in. That's powerful, but also not essential. You could just as well continue to write and think and scribble somewhere else and then do the Zettelkasten importing stuff later. Start with a link. That's really useful practice, but more like a life hack, not an essential habit. So you can also create new files from scratch for ideas that come up as they come up and then try to connect them later. And well, that's better than not writing at all, right? So if you look at this, you may ask yourself, well, why is this create structure thing a mechanic and not a habit? What's the difference? It seems kind of random. Well, do create structures as an imperative is a good habit, yes. Structures facilitate growth of the Zettelkasten and help you discover useful patterns in the things you care about. Patterns that work for you personally, which make navigation easier because they fit your personal expectations for what is and what is not. That's something for you to do. That's a process. But from the perspective of the Zettelkasten as a system, that's a mechanic, or rather dynamic, the Zettelkasten grows organically. Thanks to your constant intervention and usage, of course. That's how time passes in your Zettelkasten. That's how a process of transformation enters the system. The transformation affects the network. Every new or updated node, every new connection changes the network. The existing network then imposes demands for new stuff to fit in, slowly solidifying how things are organized to be perceived as orderly. This is calcifying. That's emergent creation of structure from use. Well, structure here is expectation for what could come next. On top of this interplay of emergent structure in your nodes and processes that operate these constraints, you can design and influence and architect and have explicit structures and patterns, and therefore you can influence what is expected, what is unexpected, and what fits and what needs to change to fit in. So the time you spend designing these things will influence how the Zettelkasten will behave in the future. To prepare for growth, you will probably encounter thresholds along your journey, like 1 to 10 nodes, well, you can easily remember all of them. 10 to 100, you will have forgotten some details, but will probably remember writing most of these nodes in some way. 100 to 1,000, bad luck, you will have a hard time going through everything one by one to find what you have. You will have to rely on filtering results. For example, with a full text search, and you will crave to use tags and keywords more to group nodes into more manageable departments or collections. 1,000 to 10,000 nodes? By this mark, search results produce way too many results. Popular tags become overcrowded, and you have the same problem you had in the last stage, but for each of these tags. So manual structures will take you through this. Anticipate growth pains by starting from structures. That's the recommendation here. Design your entry points into your current projects and research topics and interests as departments of your Zettelkasten. Keep a list of, for example, 12 darlings like Feynman did, a list of 12 things that you can check mechanically where you capture something new, and then you can see whether the newfound knowledge can also push one of your darling projects forward. Now, finally, let's get to the demonstration in Emacs. Like, here is a very minimal init file. I will share it with you in the show notes. And this is the Dnode default configuration. And here I'm using the shortcut to create a new node immediately for this talk. And there you see, that's an empty new node. And here, sped up like two or three times the normal typing speed of me is, well, how I would process this very Emacs conference talk. The essential mechanics and habits, additional habits, mechanics, and then from there, after I capture everything, I make sure that I have a reference. This is not a thought out implementation in Emacs, so this is just plain text. Christian Dieter, Zettelkasten for regular Emacs stickers at the bottom. You can use reference management systems that you like, but I don't want to get into these details. And here I'm creating a node with the Dnode shortcut based on the selected text. So I'm starting a link. This link is creating the node for me. It's also default Dnode functionality and garbage in, garbage out. I needed to edit the title because the selected text became the node title. Didn't want that. That was the abbreviation. Here, notice that the default configuration does not, in fact, include autofill mode, so the lines get infinitely long. It looks a bit weird. Just garbage in, garbage out, processing this from Wikipedia. So we have a detail note from this overview. So that's an overview with one link already. Starting from here, now I want to write more about my talk. And next to create structure, types of structures, that's Zettelkasten. It creates a weird link, but I can edit this easily, thanks to Emacs being so nice to work with. A couple of examples. I mentioned some of these in previous minutes of this conference talk, like a position pair, one node for the pair, one node per pro and contra, a table of contents, like lists of things you like to talk about, or recreating a book's content. Table of contents, so you can process the book in detail. Argument structures, I believe I mentioned these. Look this up if you're not into arguments, but arguments are very well structured, usually. A table of things, like two-dimensional table or grid. Graphics, you can also include graphics, images, and then write about these. And then there are metaphors. And into one metaphor that I'm presenting here, iceberg, black box, and then atom, molecule, and organism, I want to get into this. Atom, molecule, organism thing, and that's a composition and recursion, because I have big ideas there. So atom, smallest part, molecule comprised of atoms, and organism is comprised of molecules. Different level of analysis, because this is irreducible. In fact, well, if you have no clue about reducibility, irreducibility, that doesn't mean much to you, but look this up. You can go very deep with this kind of stuff. It's basically that, well, if you decompose organs into atoms, you cannot get back to the organs. You just have a bunch of atoms. There's information loss, more or less. And here you see that I create a new thing at the end, so that I can write about Dnode. The tool doesn't matter, but when you use Emacs, use Dnode, because, well, why? Let's get into this. Fix the link, and these are good reasons to use Dnode. Dnode is very simple. Dnode has a couple of sane defaults that make life easier. Backlinks, we will see a backlink view at the end. After I created a couple of things, I'm copying the source code there, the elisp source, so that you can see, hey, this is just an org mode file. You know, you can style it to your liking, and then you can even execute the code if you want. Very powerful. Create nodes as links first to avoid orphans. Forward link again. At least I wanted to create a forward link. I pressed the wrong shortcut, but anyway, can fix this easily. You see, there's no link. Damn it. Now I need to create the link after the fact. Here's a list of shortcuts, the Dnode key map. It's a recommended practice by me, starting your node with a link. You've heard this all just a couple of minutes ago. Reduce orphans and supposedly teaches you about thinking in connections early. It's a good practice to practice. So that node trying to switch back, denote node switching that wasn't as smooth, but inserting links is, and yeah, there you go. Here's a backlink view, and that's it. In a somewhat self-documenting way, here you see a structure node, which is an overview that represents the gist of this MX conference talk, with a couple of links to details. And from these details, as you've seen, you can go into even more detail, and that's all there is to it. And repeat this for infinity, and you get really, really complex networks and can do a lot of amazing things in parallel without interference. I just want to stress that the Zettelkasten can help you to learn when you publish, when you share, and when you grow it and yourself in the process. Again, design the Zettelkasten to be used. Publish something, write a blog, share stuff with coworkers. Like, that's powerful and that's so rewarding. This can in turn influence how you do it the next time in your Zettelkasten, because now you can anticipate, hey, these kinds of arguments, maybe I can do this early on, and then you're prepared even more for the future. To share what you learn, you're also invited very warmly to our community of practice in the Zettelkasten forums. Just share your journey, write about your projects, ask questions, like, everyone's welcome, newbie to pro. Just get in touch with people, talk about the processes, improve them, and eventually you'll figure out, well, reaching enlightenment in that regard may not be that hard after all, and then you're fine and good to go for the next projects that you tackle. Most importantly is to make this thing your own, the Zettelkasten, the method, the environment. Create a thinking environment for you. Create your own tools to think with. This goes back to the meme of Shuhari, which is basically imitate and then deviate and innovate. And this invitation here is to imitate what I just laid out. Imitate for a couple of years, 1, 2, 3 years, the time goes by faster than you think. And then figure out ways to deviate from the doctrine, to figure out ways to improve and change the processes to fit you better. But you need to try to manifest the best practices in your life first for a while, to then figure out, well, they are not that best after all, and I need to change some of them. But you wouldn't know if you didn't try. So do try. Yeah, and with that, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for watching. That's it. That was the conference talk, my short introduction to the Zettelkasten mechanics and habits. I want to thank you so much for watching and spending time with me on this topic, on these two topics, actually, that are very near and dear to my heart. Do share questions, ask questions in the Etherpad, and if you watch this after the conference and all the live participation is long over, step into the forums and ask around there. Thanks also to Sasha and team for organizing EmacsConf 2025, for having me. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from every one of you. So that's it. Peace out and see you in the next one.